Travels with Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure with stories set in Brazil, India, Bali, Java, and Sumatra. Jack Flanders is in the city of Bukittinggi in the highlands of West Sumatra. Jack has been hired to find Jessie, a young woman who has disappeared. He was following a friend of Jessie's when he found himself in a street shrouded in mist. And then the mist began to swirl around and around.
Like some giant, gaping vortex. It's pulling me into it. Good Lord, it is a vortex. Grab onto that street lamp, Jack, because we're being sucked in.
And now, part two of Dreams of Sumatra.
Adi knows something, but she won't talk.
You followed her?
Yes. I lost her when that thing appeared in the mist.
Others here have seen it.
What do they think it is?
They believe it has something to do with the fact that the city is built between two volcanoes. It's a natural phenomena, either caused by vibrations of the earth, or it's the wind that creates these swirls. And others think it's magic.
Yeah.
It's rare. Few people have ever seen it.
I guess I'm one of the lucky ones.
I know someone who has a very interesting theory, but he's in Java.
What does he think?
I'm not too sure, but I think he thinks it's mental.
Hallucinations?
Oh, no. He thinks it's formed with minds that merge and somehow mentally focus to create it, or at least control it.
Wait, you mean mentally locking minds together and... But why? For what purpose?
Well, in your case, it did serve a purpose.
Yeah, it frightened the hell out of me.
And the person you were following disappeared.
True.
Did you feel it was dangerous to walk into it?
You bet I did. It was like looking into a whirlpool. I've never seen anything like it. First, the street was filled with mist. I could see Adi walking ahead of me as though floating in this white mist. And then there was a point ahead of her that began to move in a circle and open out until it was a swirling spiral that filled the whole street. And I was looking into the mouth of this giant gaping vortex, and a hungry one at that.
Was it hypnotic?
You mean with everything swirling around and around? Yes, it was.
But was it drawing you in?
I was hanging onto a lamppost trying to keep from being sucked in, if that's what you mean. Well, that's when I lost Adi.
She walked into the vortex?
I have no idea. But when it vanished, so did Adi. Well, sounds like the town is whooping it up. After 30 days of fasting, I guess they're really wolfing it down. And what happened to you, Jessie? Is there anything in your notebook that will give me a clue? In the distorting mirror of your mind, an angel can seem to have a devil's face. It's not bad. Oh, yeah. I remember this one, too.
The rose is on in the garden. What shall we do with the thorns? The king is not in the city. What shall we do with his court? The fair are cages. Beauty and goodness the bird. When the bird has flown, what shall we do with the cage?
What indeed? Well, good night, volcanoes. Heavy sleep. Well, Good morning, volcanoes. Oh, I see you're up early, Mount Merapi, puffing away as usual. Good morning.
Mr. Jack?
Oh, is that you, Wu?
Who else?
You're open early this morning.
No, no. Today is holiday.
Oh, your restaurant is closed?
No.
Oh.
Only today closed.
Ah.
You come?
Hmm?
You come?
To the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa.
Now?
No.
When, Wu?
Today.
Sure. When?
Afternoon?
Fine.
Good.
Wu?
Yes?
Will you tell me what this is about?
You come, I tell.
Okay.
5:05?
What?
5. You come?
5 o'clock.
5:05? 5.
Fine.
5? Good. 5.
Bye. Good.
Good morning, Jack.
Ah, good morning, Louise.
How are you this morning?
Fine. Would you like some coffee?
No. Certainly drink a lot of coffee.
Not nearly enough.
It's not good for you.
Really?
You didn't know that.
It's so fresh.
I doubt if that matters.
Well, they just picked it this morning.
Oh, please.
No, really. We are surrounded by coffee plantations. Now, they go out first thing in the morning, they pick a handful, and they roast it and grind it, and here it is, hot off the plant.
I see.
Louise, did you sleep well?
No, I didn't.
Aw.
So?
Hmm?
So what happened yesterday?
Yesterday
you met with Ms. De Silva.
Oh, yeah, she was very helpful.
Oh, I hope so.
I was able to locate a friend of your daughter's.
Her name?
Ade. Did Jesse ever mention her?
Ade? No.
Well, apparently they were very close. But Ade won't talk.
And?
Well, she definitely knows something. And it's a start.
I'll tell the police about her.
No, don't. God, I want to talk to her again first.
Jack, I want to see some results.
Louise, so do I. Have you ever considered the possibility that Jessie may be hiding from her mother?
Oh. Oh, yes.
Did she used to talk about Louise?
Many times.
Yeah?
Jessie's fond of Louise.
Really? It's amazing.
Jessie wanted to live her own life.
Well, who can blame her?
Here we are.
Henry, wait for us, all right?
No problem.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
The whole city is kneeling out in this field. Good God. It's a caste of thousands.
The day after Ramadan, they come here to pray.
Allahu akbar kabeera. Indranik, can we just stand here and watch?
Of course, Jack. Jack, what were you watching? You were very moved by this.
Well, before the Imam started speaking, directly over the people there was a gray, cloudy aura. But way above that was a light. Then as they began to do the prayer gestures, you know, kneeling on the ground, lifting up their arms, and then bowing down, when they did that, and they kept repeating that over and over, this light came down and cleared away the gray cloudiness. Everything became crystal clear and stayed that way for a while. But then, after they finished their prayer and they began to move about and socialize, the light just broke up.
The light fragmented?
Yes. The prayer had a very powerful effect. It seemed to bring unity and light to the people.
You saw that?
Yes, I did.
Henry.
Yes?
Will you turn that down, please?
Okay. No problem.
No problem.
How did you know Henry was going to say that?
Oh, I don't know. I must be psychic or something. Mm.
The women are so colorful. Aren't they lovely? You have something on your mind?
I saw Jesse last night.
You... What? You saw Jesse?
Yes.
Well, where did you see her?
On the balcony, outside my window.
You saw her?
Yes. She was standing on the other side of the glass doors, looking into my room.
God.
But when I stepped toward her, she just dissolved into the mist.
How did she look? Frightened?
No, no. I'm trying to recall. She was very pale. Her face was white.
Ayo! Oh, God! She's not dead?
No. She's alive.
Well, how do you know that?
Because when I stepped out on the balcony, there was a warmth, a presence of someone living. I could even smell her perfume.
Really?
Yes. Roses.
She's trying to contact you.
Yes.
Yeah.